OFM News in touch with your world. I'm Jana Roos. Good morning. ANC discussed Zuma's exit this week, and NGOs are dishonest, says Kidani Mahlangu in Life Isedimeni email. South Africa's ruling party discussed this week removing President Jacob Zuma as head of state, but no decision or date for his departure was agreed, Secretary General Ace Magashule said yesterday. There has been widespread speculation in local media that the ANC's 80-member executive committee passed a resolution this week calling for the removal of Zuma as president. Magashule told reporters after the four-day ANC meeting they have not arrived at the decision that Zuma must go or whether he must stay. Reuters reports that he said it is you, the media, who say Zuma must go. It is expected that Zuma's deputy and the new leader of the ANC, Cyril Ramaphosa, will succeed him as head of state. Since Ramaphosa won a tightly contested party leadership race in December, he has pledged to clean up the image of the ANC and tackle the corruption that has dogged Zuma's tenure, piling pressure on the scandal-plagued president. Former Gauteng Health MEC Kidani Mahlangu has been accused of withholding the truth from the provincial legislature regarding the challenges being faced by NGOs after she was alerted of the challenges ahead of her appearance before the legislature. As the Life Isidimeni saga was unfolding, Mahlangu initially reported to the legislature that she had only received one complaint about an inadequate NGO, despite receiving a complaint from Section 27 and the South African Depression and Anxiety Group about the state of the Precious Angels facility. She told the Life Isidimeni hearings yesterday that at the time she was made to believe that the information was correct, and in the absence of more information, she could not have answered the legislature differently. Mahlangu said she believed that things were going well at the facilities because the head of the department, Barney Selebano, and former health head, Makgabo Manamela, who informed her of all the processes regarding the NGOs, had not alerted her of any challenges before she provided answer to Legislature's committee. Mahlangu said she did not why officials at the health department, including Selebano, would have misled her with incorrect information. And South African Breweries, SAB, will be helping Capetonians struggling through the drought crisis by shipping out 12 million quarts of a drink not usually associated with the company. SAB General Manager John Stensland confirmed that 9 million litres of water, bottled in 12 million quarts, would be distributed to assist with the severe drought. SAB management met with Premier Helen Zille yesterday to discuss the plan ahead of day zero, the day that most of the city's taps are expected to be switched off, which is currently predicted to be April 21st. Zille said people must not think the SAB will save them from day zero. The only thing that will save them is if everyone cuts their water consumption for all purposes to 50 litres per person per day. Their offer will help, for example, with getting water to institutions such as old age homes that desperately need it when the taps do go off. Your top story at this hour. South Africa's ruling party discussed this week's removing President Jacob Zuma as head of state, but no decision or date for his departure was agreed, Secretary General Ace Magashule said yesterday. If you have a news tip-off, mail it to news@ofm.co.za.